Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. It is Sweet 16 Eve as we are just one more sleep away from College Hoops returning. Loaded Sweet 16 card. We talked about the Thursday games yesterday. Today we are going to dive in to the four Friday games that we have. As well, we're continuing to preview the Houston Open. We'll look at some golfers, make some bets. We got our full screen card at the end of the show with all of our favorite plays on there as well. Our guy Chase Kitty going to join us middle of the show, get his thoughts on some college basketball. And then not only do we have the Sweet 16 returning tomorrow, we also have opening day. It's time to preview the AL and NL West today on the show. So a lot to get to. As always, any questions that you guys have for us, it can be in college basketball, it can be in MLB, golf, anything that you got for us, let us know. You can hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X as well. Send us any of your best bets, any questions that you have, and we'll get to them over the next 30 minutes. And as always, if you miss any part of the show, make sure you check out our podcast. Send It In, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling here on a Wednesday. Let's start off with a little bit of golf. We got the Houston Open this week. We got Scotty, Rory, and a bunch of other guys in the field this weekend. Bring on my guy, Shawnee Sharp, and let's figure out what we're betting this week. Sean, what do we got?
Yeah, Peach, the first one I got here for you is the first round leader, Michael Kim at 50-1 or Siwoo Kim at 50-1?
I'm going to go with Michael Kim. I like him a lot this week. This guy's been playing really good golf here the past month and a half or so. He's cooled off just a little bit, and it feels like the last couple weeks, people have really been betting on Michael Kim. So because he's cooled off, I don't think a lot of people are going to be on him again. But this should be a course that fits him very well. And again, this field isn't as strong as some of the fields that we've had the last couple weeks on the PGA Tour. So I'll roll with Michael Kim, first round leader. I think he could get off to a hot start. I like him at 50-1.
All right, how about to miss the cut, Wyndham Clark at +170 or Sungjae Im at +188?
I'll go with Sungjae to miss the cut. I think Wyndham Clark could have a good week. Sungjae really hasn't done much this season. He really hasn't been in contention to win any events. Wyndham's starting to play better, and he's starting to peak a little bit at the right time. This is a golf course that favors guys that can hit the ball long and hit the ball straight. That's what Wyndham Clark does. So I think he has a better week than Sungjae. I would rather take Sungjae to miss the cut, +188.
All right, let's stick with the cut here. It's a make of the cut parlay special over at BetMGM. Tony Finau, Minwoo Lee, and Jason Day all to make the cut is at +175.
Yeah, I'm not going to take this. I like Jason Day. Think he could have a good week. Obviously, our guy Minwoo was in contention at the Players before he fell off again. Another guy who this course should fit well. Tony Finau, same kind of thing, but it almost just feels too easy taking these guys at +175. One of them is going to miss the cut. I'm not sure which one, but I'll pass on this. Maybe if we were getting better odds, something north of 2-1, but at +175, I will stay away from that special.
All right, how about a top 10 finish? Aaron Rye at +225 or JJ Spahn at +320?
Yeah, we had our guy Nick Henyon on the show yesterday, and he liked both of these guys. He liked Aaron Rye. He liked J.J. Spahn. This is only the fourth time that they're playing at this course. The previous three, Aaron Rye has finished in the top 20. He's done very well at this golf course. And J.J. Spahn, again, he also played extremely well at the Players a couple weeks ago in good form. This is another course where you got to be very accurate. You could get into some trouble around the greens. So he's a good ball striker, good iron player. Both guys should play well this week, but I'd rather take Aaron Rye, even though you're getting the worst price. I think definitely more realistic that he finishes in the top 10. Again, as you can see on the board, outside of Rory and Scotty, these two guys are amongst the leaders to win this week. I would rather go with Rye, though, top 10 plus 225.
All right, how about top 20 finish? Jake Knapp at 3-1 or Harris English at 3-1?
Love Jake Knapp this week. I think we're getting great prices on him to win. Top 20, top 10. Love the top 20 here at plus 300. This should be a course that sets up great for him. Again, got to hit the ball long and straight here. Got to be able to make putts. These are very fast greens. Jake Knapp does both of those things. He's a guy who hits the ball a long way, and he makes his putts. So I would go with him over Harris English. This isn't a great course fit for Harris, so I would go with Jake Knapp at 3-1.
All right, how about a Scotty Scheffler and Rory McIlroy special also over at BetMGM to birdie their first hole? Scotty's on the hole one, which is a par four. He's at 6-1. Rory's on the 10th hole to start, also a par four at plus 250.
I mean, just for the odds alone, I feel like you got to take Scotty. Obviously, the first hole is a lot more difficult than the fourth hole is, but getting plus 600 for Scotty to birdie the first hole compared to Rory at plus 250, I feel like you gotta take Scotty if you're choosing between those. So I'll rock with Scheffler on that one.
All right, last one here for you. Winner of the tournament without Scotty or Rory in the field, Michael Kim 28-1 or Wyndham Clark at 30-1?
I think I'd rather go with Michael Kim. I like both of these guys. But again, the three golfers that I gave out yesterday, Michael Kim was one of them, along with Highsmith and Jake Knapp. So those are the three guys that I'm targeting. I really think Kim's going to have a good week. He's been playing excellent golf, struggled to touch the past couple of weeks. I think people aren't going to be as high on him as they have been. I see a good time to buy back in, though, on Michael Kim. Again, I think Wyndham Clark's going to have a good week. I have him finishing in the top 10 this week, but I'll go with Michael Kim to win, if it's not Scotty or Rory, at 28-1. All right, let's talk some Sweet 16 here on Send It In. We talked about the Thursday games yesterday on the show. Let's dive in to the Friday games that we have upcoming in the Sweet 16. We'll start with Ole Miss and Michigan State. The Spartans are a 3.5-point favorite with a total of 143.5. Should be an interesting game. I've been looking to fade Michigan State really every game in the tournament. They've had some good matchups. They obviously got a 15 seed in Bryant. They got a Mountain West team in New Mexico who came out and got off to a nice start. And then Michigan State's defense, as it normally does, got them back into a game. They pulled away late. Now they got to go up against Ole Miss, though, who's been playing really good here the past month of the season. They also have a terrific head coach in Chris Beard as well. To me, this is probably a number-based bet. You know, I think if you're getting Michigan State at like 2, 2.5, Spartans are probably the play. If you get anything over a possession, I think Ole Miss is probably the play in the game as well. So I like Ole Miss plus the 3.5. No player props that jump out to me in this game. I kind of like the under as well at 143.5. Both teams that are very good defensively. Still waiting for Michigan State to kind of have that game where they just can't make shots. Kind of what we saw St. John's do against Arkansas. I think this could be the game where we see that. So I'll take an under 143.5. I like Ole Miss plus the points as well. Kentucky-Tennessee, for me, of all these Sweet 16 games, I think this is the toughest one to call. This is the toughest one to handicap. I could see this game going either way. Obviously, Kentucky has beaten Tennessee both times in the regular season, even when Calipari was in Lexington. Just something about this matchup has always given Rick Barnes and Tennessee trouble. Kentucky has also been very good this season against like defensive-minded teams, teams that want to play at a slower pace, that are elite on defense. Kentucky's played pretty well against those kind of teams. This game really all comes down to Chaz Lanier. He's been awesome for Tennessee in their first two games of the tournament against Wofford and UCLA. He's going to really need to be good for them again, because outside of Ziegler and outside of Lanier, Gainey, who comes off the bench, there's really not a lot of scoring options for Tennessee. Kentucky, credit to them, they played a really good game against Illinois. They're kind of hitting their stride right now. If they're knocking down their threes against Tennessee, who is a very good defensive team, as we know, but will give up some three-point attempts, then Kentucky's got another chance to pull off the upset. So this game has gone, it was at 4.5, it went down to 3.5 a little bit, now it's back up to 4.5. I think it's too tough of a game to call, so stay away. Maybe you'll get a good opportunity to live bet the game. The way that I think there's value in this game is the first half under, maybe even a full game under, as we'll also talk about with the Purdue-Houston game, which is also in Indianapolis. Remember, they're playing this game at the football stadium. They're not playing it at the basketball arena where the Pacers play. So the sight lines are going to be different. It's going to be an adjustment for both of those teams in Tennessee and Kentucky. First half unders in the Sweet 16 historically are usually a pretty good bet. Now you throw in this wrinkle that these college players have to play in an NFL stadium, a lot of them for the first time in their lives, and you got a great defensive team in this game in Tennessee. So I think first half under, full game under, 144.5, probably the way to go in Tennessee and Kentucky. Michigan and Auburn, this is interesting. Auburn's taking some money this morning. They're out to 9.5. Total is 153.5. So this game's pretty much being priced the same as Auburn and Creighton was. Auburn closed as a 9.5-point favorite in that game. I think this Michigan team is much better than Creighton is, especially on a neutral floor, and what Michigan's done this year in the non-conference. This is now the fourth SEC team that Michigan is going to play this season. We just saw them defeat Texas A&M in the round of 32. There's something about this Michigan team. I know, like, when you watch them with the eye test, they don't pop out at you. They've obviously won a ton of games this year by 4 points or less, but you got to give them credit for finding ways to win these games. And also, even if they lose a close game, that's going to help us if we take Michigan plus 9.5. I just think this is too many points. And I like the fact that I'm getting a Michigan team that it feels like is kind of playing their best basketball again right now. They're getting hot at the right time. Where Auburn just, it's not the same feel with the Tigers that we saw the first 25 games of the season. You know, they were struggling with Alabama State a little bit in the first half. They were tied with Creighton at halftime. Just Auburn, something's off with them. I think 9.5 is too many points, so I like Michigan in the game. And I think, again, the money line price that you're getting now that it's plus 350, I think that's too high. I think that's worth the bet as well. And then give me Houston. I'd lay the 8.5 against Purdue. Purdue's two-point defense is one of the worst in college basketball over the last month. McNeese really wasn't able to exploit it. High Point really wasn't either. But Houston, with their physicality, how well they crashed the glass, I think they're going to be able to. And on top of that, you have to be able to guard the three-point line against Houston. They're a top-five three-point shooting team in the country. Really impressed with the Cougars against Gonzaga. That was a game that a Kelvin Sampson team in years past would have lost. But I think that's what makes this Houston team different than the years past, is they can really shoot the ball and they can score to go along with their terrific defense. And then, like I mentioned, with Tennessee and Kentucky, I like the first half under in this game. These teams playing in a football stadium, and you got another great defense in Houston. So I like the first half under in that game, and I'd lay the points with Houston against Purdue as well. All right, let's continue talking Sweet 16 as we check in with our guy Chase Kitty, who joins us on the Glasser guest line. Give Chase a follow on X at Chase A Kitty, writer for BetMGM. Chase, great having you on the show as always, sir. I'm excited for this Sweet 16. A lot of great matchups. Is there one that sticks out to you? Is there a game that you're most excited for on Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, I think it's the one that you were just talking about, Houston-Purdue, because I want to see the challenge of watching Purdue's backcourt, Braden Smith and those guys, try to break down Houston's defense. I think you're exactly right with Houston's shot-making and what they're going to be able to do against Purdue's defense. So how will the backcourt of Purdue try to equal that in a game that I think you've correctly identified is potentially a little bit one-sided. So I'm interested in that specific matchup and that specific game.
Do you have any plays in that game yet, Chase? Did you lay it with Purdue or with Houston? Did you take like a team total under with Purdue? Is there anything that you bet yet in that game?
I think your angle on first half totals and full game totals is so dead on. It's probably one of my favorite ways to go at this particular Sweet 16 bracket overall. I think looking at that game specifically. The other thing I like is pulling out the Houston money line part of it and pairing it with some of the other one seeds. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's a little on the square side in terms of putting something together, but I also think sometimes the simple things work really well. So you can get Houston, Auburn, and Duke just to win, no point spreads at minus 110. And that's a pretty good baseline.
Yeah, that is. And look, I think a lot of people are going to do that, and it certainly could hit. All these one seeds are pretty big favorites. Florida's got the smallest spread at 6.5. I was going to ask you, Chase, if there was a one seed that you think could struggle, is it the Gators for you? Do you think the Terps would be the matchup? Then maybe you could potentially see an upset?
Yeah, you know, it's I had thought about that parlay before you ever sent me any questions to think about for today. And you know, the odds say that Florida is the most likely to be upset in just a pure math sense. I think my gut was kind of saying that before I even looked at the odds. The Maryland starting five, they are as advertised. They're really good. I heard Cowherd do, I don't want to say it was a hacky bit, but it was let's say, not overly complex about how beating UConn is going to be good for Florida, and when you beat the champ, you know, like it hardens you into something. It was just like, okay, man, that seems like you're not reaching very hard there. I do think that Florida in a tournament setting, as good as they were in the SEC championship, as good as they were throughout the year, I think they are one of the less battle-hardened team. They're less experienced. They have a less experienced coaching staff. And I think this Maryland team can really give them a run. So I think just something about that game in my gut says if you're going to pick a one seed to go down Thursday, Friday, that's the one I would be looking at.
All right, very good. Chase, I love asking this question to people because, you know, a lot of times with guests, we ask them what their favorite bet is, who are some sides that they like. But I want to know which game in the Sweet 16 that you're having the most trouble handicapping, right? For me, it's Tennessee-Kentucky. I could make a case for both sides. It's the third time they're playing. Kentucky's upset them both times already. I'm staying far away from that game. Is there a game that you don't want any part of in the Sweet 16?
Yeah, it's the Texas Tech-Arkansas game because I don't know what Arkansas is. To beat Kansas in the first round, like, it was a fascinating game. It was awesome to watch the coaching matchup. Same thing with the St. John's deal. Kansas bows out at NCAA tournament games all the time. They have such a strong home court advantage. It's almost like when they get into a neutral venue setting, you almost see their true selves, and it's a little underwhelming sometimes. And in St. John's, we have known for weeks, I've heard it said on your show by other guests, that St. John's, as good as they are, as great as the run is, they are susceptible to offensive stagnation, and so they profiled like a team that could go out early in March. That's exactly what happened.
Yep.
So what do I make of this Arkansas team that is in the Sweet 16, but they're also a 10 seed, and they went up against two teams that had what I think a lot of us saw were pretty glaring flaws? I don't know what to make of that against a Texas Tech team that I think when they play up to their ceiling, they're really, really good. Their Final Four potential good. But how much of that have we actually seen in recent weeks because they haven't been healthy? It's just there's so much there, it's really hard to cap.
The Ole Miss-Michigan State game, Chase, was also giving me some pause. I kind of like Ole Miss in the game. As you know, I just haven't been high on this Michigan State team. You have, and this is really the first game I feel like we're going to see them tested. Did you just bet them money line? Did you have confidence laying the 3.5 with them? Any bet for you in that Michigan State-Ole Miss game?
I did bet Michigan State at the 3.5. It feels like... It honestly, to be totally transparent, it felt like I just put money on Izzo's name. I do not think it's one of the stronger historical bets I've ever made. But I did one of the benefits for writing for a sports book blog instead of just doing this in your underwear from your house is you have all of this time to go do research where you know you're going to get paid a salary instead of like have to make your bones on the actual handicapping of games. I do both, but it's nice to have the steady thing. So you have time if you want to spend 10 hours researching what the difference is between a 2.5 line and a 3.5 line in the NCAA tournament, which is exactly what I did earlier this week. I just got really in the weeds historically on numbers and where the numbers fall in the last 10 years. And I think that research gave me a little more confidence that laying 3.5 was maybe not as bad in that spot as I thought it was going to be. It turns out 4.5 and 6.5 are more the more power for point spreads if you're looking at the dog side. So I think that was a little bit of it. And then just I think I trust Izzo and the Michigan State team just a little bit more on a gut level than Chris Beard and Ole Miss.
Yeah, that's fair. Do you have a favorite bet in the Sweet 16 that we haven't gone over yet?
Kentucky money line. I know why it vexes you. I think that's totally fair. One of the trends I really like to bet come conference tournament time and NCAA tournament time is going back to my days as a beat writer covering college football, more so covering college basketball teams, is you always hear coaches say in press conferences, boy, it's hard to beat a good team 3 times in 1 year. Oh, it's so yep. hard. And then you look at the math, and it's like they win the third game 70% of the time. So it's a gut level instinct I like to go at during tournament time. If this was Kentucky -2.5, I'd probably stay away. But if you're going to give me the +165 on the money line, I'm going to play the trend and just take the rich return.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. Some of the other games we haven't talked about, Duke and Auburn, both a 9.5-point favorite. BYU and Bama have one of the higher totals we've seen in a tournament game in a long time, 175.5. Anything in any of those games, Chase? Were you surprised Auburn took some money? Do you think there's value on Arizona? Would you bet another over in the Bama game? Any thoughts?
I do have the over in the Bama game. I got it at 173.5 right when the market opened. It's now up to 175.5. So I like my CLV if nothing else. I mean, look, we know what Alabama's going to do offensively and from behind the arc. BYU does not defend the arc terribly well, but they do have a top 10 efficient offense. So I think you're going to see effective offense from both teams. I just generally like playing high total overs, and Alabama mm-hmm. has given a lot of potential spots this year for high total overs. So that was one I jumped on pretty easily. Duke, Arizona, 9.5 does seem really big, but man, I don't know how too many people that want to stand in front of the Duke train right now. So that's probably a layout for me other than my exposure with the Duke money line leg.
Yeah, totally fair. Hypothetically, Chase, if you could get any Elite Eight matchup, which one would you most like to see?
I think it's the one that we're going to actually see in real life, which is Duke-Bama. I think, you know, Duke has reached this point where I don't know how you go with them. It just seems like they're so good. But one of the ways that you might is just the raw math of trying to outshoot them from behind the arc. A team that went to the Final Four last year against a really good Duke team that I think is ultimately probably going to be at the Final Four or even further this year, I think is going to be must-watch television this weekend.
Who do you have as the rest of your Final Four teams? You got Duke, or are the other three that you like?
You know, my instinct doing the brackets this year was I think this is going to be pretty chalky, and I think we're going to see a lot of one seeds. So I had Auburn, Duke, Houston, and then whoever came out of the Florida bracket. I didn't want to pick Florida. And that instinct has been pretty good so far. I think it's the only good bracket instinct I've had because the rest of my bracket has honestly been pretty trash, as you may or may not have seen. But that instinct feels like it's going to be pretty bang on, and I don't feel a need to necessarily get away from that right now. So I'll give you Duke, Houston, Auburn, and maybe Texas Tech.
Okay, very good. Before I let you go, Chase, Duke, you feel like at this point they're probably the national champion? And if so, like, is there value on anybody else? Would you take a bite at Houston +450, Auburn +475? I mean, Duke's +210, so maybe you see value there. I think a lot of people feel like at this point maybe you've missed the boat. How would you break down the championship?
Yeah, I wrote, you know, I have a big national championship odds piece that I write for college basketball and college football separately year-round. And so I did a big update on Monday where I broke down the market, and the general thing I said was exactly that. Like, if you haven't bet Duke yet, you've probably missed the boat at this point. There's more value in chasing a potential challenger. And I think the most interesting case, if you want to make one, is that Auburn, you know, whatever is going on with them, I agree with what you said earlier in the show, that it just seems like something's not right there. But maybe they get the train back on the tracks, and now you're getting a team at +475 that feels maybe a little overlooked, that 3 weeks ago was the national title favorite with a truckload of quad one wins. So I think if they figure it out, that's the clear bet. you have to bet on them sight unseen figuring it out before you actually see the proof. But in betting that with futures markets, that's what you have to do a lot of the time anyway. So I'd be willing to do that.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Getting a great price on Auburn, plus 475 right now on BetMGM. He's Chase Kitty. Give him a follow on X, at Chase A. Kitty, writer for BetMGM, joins us every Wednesday here on Send It In, always giving us great stuff. Chase, always appreciate the time, sir. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Paige.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, let's talk some baseball. We got Sweet 16 tomorrow. We also got some opening day tomorrow. We've gone through all the divisions, and there are two left, the AL West and the NL West. Start with the AL West, because I think this division is very interesting. You got the Astros, who are still the favorite at plus 160, but it's a different Astros team. There's no more Justin Verlander. There's no more Kyle Tucker. There's no more Alex Bregman. You still got Altuve. You still got Alvarez. You still got Pena. You still got some guys that are there. But the Astros, it finally feels like maybe this could be the demise of Houston a little bit, or at least that's what people think. And to me, that almost creates a betting opportunity on the Astros, because if you're not an Astros fan, you hate the Astros, right? They're cheaters. I mean, they cheated. Nobody likes this team. Nobody wants to see them do well. So we've been waiting for them to be worse than they have been for the past decade. And this finally feels like the year where that might happen. I don't think there's value on them to win the division. I think the value with Houston is to bet them in the American League, bet them to win the American League, go to the World Series, things like that. This team, year after year, has really shown us that the regular season, necessarily, they haven't performed all that well the last couple years. They just do what it takes to get to October, and then they take their chances there. Whereas you have a team like the Texas Rangers that I think has an opportunity to stack some wins, right? Their lineup 1-9 is just so good. And if those guys can stay healthy, they're going to put up a ton of runs this season. The pitching staff is obviously the big question mark, and a lot of these guys, are they going to stay healthy? You got Evaldi leading the way. Jacob DeGrom right now is listed as their number 4 starter. Can you imagine if DeGrom just gives them like 20 starts this year and he stays healthy and he goes into the postseason, things like that? So Bruce Bochy, this is what he does, man. I mean, when he was with the Giants, they would win a World Series every other year. His team would be great. They'd take the year off, then they'd be great again. I mean, it feels like that's kind of what's coming with Texas. So I like them at 2-1 to win the division. Seattle's right there at plus 225. I can't get there with the Mariners, man. It's the same team. Their pitching is awesome. It's elite. They got 3 guys that could win the AL Cy Young, but they did nothing to improve this lineup. They're relying a ton on Julio. They're relying a ton on Randy Arozarena. They just re-signed Cal Raleigh to a big deal. They need J.P. Crawford to be more consistent. Like, they're relying on a lot of guys that it's like they just keep doing the same thing over and over again, and I don't think it's going to work out for them. So I can't get there with Seattle because I don't trust their lineup. I think the value on Houston is in the postseason, and I like the Rangers to win that AL West division. Keep an eye on the Athletics as well. I don't think that the A's are going to win the division, and I want a better price than 22-1, but this is kind of what the A's do, right? We know they're money ball. They don't spend money at all. So what they do is they have their years where they're dreadful, where they're terrible, and then after like a 2-3-year cycle, they start to kind of get good again. They really do a good job of developing their players and finding guys in their system, and that's kind of what they have again this year. Mason Miller's one of the best closers in baseball. Brent Rooker, Lawrence Butler, 2 awesome players for them as well. I think the A's are going to be a pesky team. It would not shock me at all if the A's win like 70, 75 games, maybe even hover around the 500 mark this season. So I think with the A's, you're better off looking at like a win total. I would want a better price on them to win the division. If you were giving me like a 40-1, 50-1, then I maybe could be intrigued on the Athletics. As for the NL West, I mean, we know this is the Los Angeles Dodger Invitational. Like, nobody's beating them in the NL West. It's not worth betting any other team. I think Arizona can make the World Series. I think San Diego could make the World Series. That's a different conversation. But as for the regular season, as for who is going to win the division, it's the Dodgers. This is what they do. They dominate the regular season, and this is the most stacked roster that they have had since Dave Roberts has been there. They have 5 number one starters. It's insane. Their lineup is loaded as well. This team has no weaknesses. They are the best equipped to withstand injuries. Their pitching staff is as strong as it's been. Their bullpen is lights out. Just put it this way, right? If you're betting another team in the NL West, You pretty much need that team to get to 100 wins because the Dodgers are getting 100 wins. Could the D-backs and Padres do it? Sure, they could. Would you put your money on it? Probably not. Dodgers are going to win the division. No point in betting any other team. But again, the D-backs and Padres, I think, are decent looks potentially to win the National League. All right, let's wrap up the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. And let's get to a prop lock that I like for the Sweet 16, Denver Jones of Auburn, over 10.5 points for him at plus 100 against Michigan. Chad Baker-Mazzara got banged up in the Creighton game. He's going to be available in play, but he's not 100%. Denver Jones looked really good against Creighton. I think he's going to get about close to 30 minutes in that game. So I like the fact that Denver's going to be out there. He played really well against Creighton. I think he's going to get like 13 or 14 points. I like we're getting the plus money at over 10.5. So give me Denver Jones over 10.5 points. Dog of the day, we're going to the ice. Give me the Oilers plus 125 against the Stars. Edmonton's won 4 of their last 5 games on home ice, including a win over Dallas. Now they get him again. We get him at plus money. Give me the Oilers plus 125. And then my best bet is going to be Jake Knapp plus 300 to finish in the top 20 this week. I think that's an awesome price on Jake Knapp. Real quick, our golf card this week that we have at the Houston Open is going to be Michael Kim at 40-1, Jake Knapp at 80-1, as you can see. Michael Kim and our guy Joe Highsmith, top 10, Wyndham Clark and Jake Knapp, top 20. So that's our card this week at the Houston Open. Denver Jones, once again, our prop lock. The Oilers, our dog of the day. Jake Knapp, top 20. That's my favorite bet in golf. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Trista Crick joins us tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Have a great rest of your day. See you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.